I think the entire sport and the Iditarod in particular is an addiction that drives me. That's what I do that gives meaning to my life. I don't have a family, I don't have kids, but having this huge overriding goal that pretty much it's a year-round thing, if I'm not training the dogs, I'm thinking about what I need to do to get ready to train for dogs. Yeah, that is what drives me.
Great one. And tell me, how are your dogs doing?
They're so good.
All right.
They are amazing. I have a very small kennel. I've only got about 20 in training right now, which it sounds like a lot, but when you need 16 to start a race and you train for 6 to 8 months beforehand, they're not all going to come to the starting line in perfect physical condition. So it's better to have a few more to start with.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit. We've talked about your dogs, and let's talk about you a little bit. It is obvious that one of your greatest strengths is your mental toughness. How do you keep in check and balance that you do not push your physical self and risk the possibility of having a re-injury to your back?
Oh, I don't really think I keep myself in balance very well. I do what has to be done, and I have these goals, and I'm going to do what I can to reach them. And if I find that I can't, then I won't. But so far, it's kind of just a matter of how much am I willing to put up with. And I don't think I can't really re-injure. Fractures are healed. What I do have is a, massive lot of scar tissue. All the muscles in my torso were torn and ripped, and so that hurts, but I'm not going to re-injure it.
Do you have to wear a brace when you are training, or do you just?
I'm not wearing a brace or anything like that right now. The biggest thing that I think I'm the most worried about is just that I'm really not strong. I lost all my core strength. I was completely immobilized for almost 5 months, and boy, that does not come back fast. So I'm really not strong, and I'm definitely not fit. I haven't been able to run for over a year, well, almost a year now. I haven't been able to do most of the physical activities I'm used to, so I'm just not strong. And one thing it takes to run Iditarod is you got to be strong enough to hang onto the sled and maneuver it and take care of the dogs. And if there's any risk that I'm not going to be able to control the situation, then I can't put the dogs in that situation.
Right. So obviously, you signed up before the Iditarod deadline, which is December 1st. That was, I'm sure, quite a commitment. You didn't want to wait till the deadline. You said, "I'm going to do this, and here's my money." Here we
Right.
go.
Well, I didn't sign up in June on the first day. I waited till I was doing a little bit of four-wheeler training in the fall to see, I figured if I could handle the four-wheeler training, at least there was a chance I could handle the sled training. But we usually don't even get on sleds until after the deadline, so I couldn't exactly wait and see could I drive a sled very well. And I
Right.
still don't know. I just, I'm handling most things pretty well, but it's real different driving a four-wheeler with a team than it is maneuvering a sled.
With all of these hours, the demands of a full-time job, a commute to work, and then a dog yard to take care of, which now you've told me you have a handler to help, which is great. How do you find the motivation to train?
This is what needs to happen. This is what's going to happen, and trying to figure out a way to make it happen. And the dogs are so happy when they're running, and that's kind of my meditation. To get out there, no matter what stresses and things happened at work or whatever else was going on, after about an hour behind those dogs, just watching them work, and they just love what they're doing, and it's peaceful. Even on the four-wheeler, it's calm and peaceful, and that's where I relax.
In the winter, a lot of people do get down and out and get bummed out by, not having, just let's face it, days are short, and getting outside always makes you feel better. So I can see how you really are addicted, or just, I can see how it just brings out the highlight of your day is getting out and enjoying your team on the road, on the trail.
Yeah, it's pretty wonderful, and anybody who loves dogs, they have to understand, like, I don't have just one or two. I've got, 20 or more, but they're just as important, maybe more important. You go out on the trail and you push your limits and you struggle together and you work together as a team, and there's a bond that develops. It's a lot different than the bond I've had with dogs that were just pets. Something pretty amazing happens out on the trail when you work together, and that's, to me, the bottom line. That's the biggest draw. There's a lot of parts about mushing that I really love, but that connection with the dogs is, that's the bottom line.